Lebanon's prime minister has declared Wednesday a day of mourning, promising that those responsible would pay the price for that massive explosion at the port in Beirut, which devastated entire neighborhoods, killing more than 100 people, wounding thousands, and plunging Lebanon deeper into crisis. The governor of Beirut described the disaster as an apocalyptic situation, which he estimated may leave 300,000 people homeless and cost the country in excess of $3 billion. Residents likened the destruction to a major earthquake, a massacre. Some even said the mushroom-like explosion resembled an atomic bomb. Messages of support poured in from around the world for Lebanon, whose economy was already beaten after it defaulted on sovereign debt earlier this year. Poverty levels are estimated at 50% of the population. And for a country reliant on imports, the destruction of the main port signaled more hardship to come. Hospitals that had already been stretched to the brink by a spike in the number of coronavirus cases in recent days were pushed to new limits by the influx of wounded and forced to turn many away. U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar will visit Taiwan in the coming days, a move that has angered China, which considers the self-ruled island a part of the Chinese mainland. In a statement released late Tuesday, the U.S. agency said Azar's historic visit will strengthen the U.S.-Taiwan partnership and enhance U.S.-Taiwan cooperation to combat the global COVID-19 pandemic. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Wang Wenbin told reporters that Taiwan was the most important and sensitive issue in China-U.S. relations and urged Washington to end all forms of official contact with the island. This is VOA News. The COVID-19 global pandemic has claimed